Two buddies, one 1970 VW surf bus covered in a million stickers. The Oola Dream Bus Tour is coming to Cincinnati on May 17th, promising a life-changing, attitude-adjusting, confidence-building, soul-affirming experience. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. My guests are Oola guys, guru Dr. Troy Amdahl, and seeker Dr. Dave Braun. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Your national tour began in January, goes on all year long. How much fun are you guys having out there on the road?
It's really hard to put into words. It's a great time, and the cool part is, 1970s VW bus, you're going 50 miles an hour. The no air, no heat is probably not the coolest part some mornings and some late evenings, but man, just to meet people where they are, to see the country at 55 miles an hour through a big front glass windshield, and then also just to collect the dreams of people all across the country. And I know when you watch the news, you hear of all the differences around the world. What we know is traveling city to city, donut shop to donut shop, gas station to gas station, book signing to book signing, wherever we're going, it's people are all the same. You know, they want a good family. They want to make enough money. They don't want to be under stress. And we meet just amazing people everywhere we go. And that's the coolest part of the tour, is that is you see people just coming together. And it just reminds you that no one's alone, no matter what you're going through, something good, something bad, going through a divorce, going through a bankruptcy, whatever you're going through in life. There's other people right down the road that are going through similar things. And it just kind of unites the whole nation together. And it's just an amazing buddies trip for sure.
Buddies you are indeed. How did you guys meet?
I met Dr. Troy in 1997. So I graduated with my doctorate, and he said, hey, you know what? We're going to go to Vegas for your graduation. And I thought we were going to celebrate. And when we got down to Vegas, what we actually did is we sat on the floor of the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas for 3 days, and we worked on what he called our Oola. And he said, there's 7 areas of life that you're going to balance and grow now that you've graduated. You have a family. You're going to go start a career. There's 7 areas of life you need to balance and grow. And what we're going to do on day one is we're going to go through and figure out where you are in all 7 areas. Where are you with your finance, your income, your debt, giving, saving? Where are you with your marriage? Where are you with your relationship with your kids, your job? Day two, we're going to sit down on the floor again with 3x5 note cards. And we're going to write down dreams and goals for these 7 areas. It's like, what do you want for your career? What do you want for your family? What kind of dad do you want to be? What kind of husband do you want to be? And then the last day after we had our dreams and goals written down, we started writing all the action steps that we would need to take for 1998 to find success in all 7 areas. And long story short, I found success by 1999, 2000, 2001. Young guy in my late 20s, I found success in all 7 areas of life. Big house, cool car, married, kids, working on my faith, running marathons, training, staying physically fit. And then somewhere around 2008, 9, and 10, Dr. Troy moved overseas with his family. He was successful in all the 7 areas. And I stayed in the U.S. and I actually went through the recession, went through a divorce, went through bankruptcy, lost everything. And in that moment, I felt totally alone. And I reached out to Dr. Troy around 2010. And I said, bud, you're never going to believe this. You're retired. You live in Arizona in the winters. You live on a lake in Minnesota in the summers. You're married 20-some years to your kindergarten girlfriend. You have great kids. You're running Ironman. I'm living in a motel. And I'm totally broke and defeated. And he said to me at the time, he goes, you got to get your Oola back, man. He said, if I get my Oola back, we're going to have to write a book about this sometime. 2-3 years later, I was sitting at his lake cabin. My life was getting better. He sat down with me and we started to outline the process of Oola that we went through since 1997. The process that when I followed, I became successful in all 7 areas. And when I went away from the process, I found myself at the bottom. And when I reconnected, I saw my life growing again. And we started outlining the process into a book. That book became Oola, Find Balance, Unbalanced World, and led to a bus. It led to more books and led to us traveling across the country doing book signings and sharing Oola with the world.
You're not afraid to mention God and living the life that God intended you to live. That word, not always politically correct or comfortable. Is Oola a religion?
Not at all. What we did is we told a story. It was never our goal to sell a bunch of books. We self-published our first book before it was picked up by the publishers of Chicken Soup for the Soul. And even when we presented it initially, they said, there's 7 F's of Oola. You may want to take out this day part. And we're like, well, this is a story. We're sharing a story of something that's worked in our lives. And we're not telling people what to believe or who to follow. We're saying, hey, to be a part of something bigger than yourself is important, to get you through those times, to have faith in something bigger than yourself. And that's the cool thing about this book. Nowhere in our book will we tell you what your financial goal should be, what your career goal should be. We believe we're all designed with different skills, gifts, and abilities. And all we're telling you to do is boldly do that. Everyone, we believe, has this inner purpose, this unique, we call it your Oola. And we say, just what your faith is your faith. Your career goal is your career goal. And that's what we're saying. In this world where we're so worried about offending others, why don't you be you? Because that's where true fulfillment, true happiness comes from.
Let's talk about this van. Where did the van come from?
That's like the greatest thing ever. And that, it was actually Troy's idea. What happened was the process that became a book. We didn't really know what was going to happen. A lot of people were going to buy it. And Dr. Troy's like, probably 45, 50 people are going to buy the book. And well, the book took off and people are like, I want to go to Vegas. I want to go back and do what you did. So the process that became a book, we turned back into a project called Lulapalooza. And we said, hey, if you want to join us in Vegas, come hang out with us in Vegas. And I actually sold out Final Nightclub at the Hard Rock the first day. After that, Troy said, you know what we need to do is instead of meeting with the same people at the Hard Rock every year, let's go across the country and let's meet with everybody where they are in their small towns, small communities, people that are struggling at life, struggling with marriage or illness or going through financial issues, whatever it is. Let's connect to them and say, you know, you're designed for greatness and a purpose. What's one thing you want to make change in your life that's going to help you find your OOLA, help you find that balance and that growth in your life? And he said, a 1970s beat-up bus that just is non-intimidating, like the symbol of freedom. And let's have people write their dreams on the side of our bus on stickers. And it's just been an amazing road trip.
You're bringing that bus to Cincinnati on the 17th of May. Where will you be? Where are you going to park the bus?
We'll be the only 1970 surf bus covered 19 layers in handwritten dreams. We explore the city. Typically, we'll do media in the morning, and then we'll do a book signing in the evening. The middle part of the day, and actually the heart of the day and the heart of our heart, is just meeting people in Cincinnati, telling them they don't have to settle for ordinary because extraordinary is inside of them. And if they could make one positive change, what would that be? And we give them a Sharpie and a sticker and have them slap it on the side of our bus. Our goal is two guys going to all 50 states collecting 1 million dreams. Because we believe that's how the world will change. If all of us as individuals make one positive change, we'll put off a light that will inspire those around us to do the same. And that's how collectively we can change the world together.
And you do believe in the importance of dreams and say that sometimes people lose sight of them and maybe that's when they lose their OOLA. So you hand out these stickers and these markers to people and have them write down their dreams. One at a time, if I handed you a sticker and a Sharpie, what would you write down? Troy first.
It's the first sticker we ever put on the bus. It's buried now 19 layers thick in the people we've met, but it's to change the world. We have a belief in people. We know the statistics that 55% of our first marriages end in divorce. 53% of us drive to a job we hate every day. So we see us as individuals stepping up and being better versions of us. So that's our big dream, is to change the world with this word.
Dr. Dave, what's on your sticker?
You know, I'd have to go with Dr. Troy. I remember the first time we launched the bus, Coronado, off the coast of San Diego. And we sat there in front of this blue bus with no stickers on it. And we looked at it and we're like, all right, we have to put our goal on here. We have to put our dream on there. What is it? And it was together to change the world. We'll put it right by the driver's door handle, now buried 19 layers thick. To me, that's just a special dream because it drives, it fuels this whole tour across the country. Third engine, meeting mechanics everywhere, freezing on a mountain pass through Montana and sweating through New Mexico. It's that. And then if I had one more, once we have a million dreams on the bus, I want to get that bus in the Smithsonian because it's collective energy. 1 million people, not only in America, just around the world, who are committing to making their lives better. And that's how we change the world with the word. So that would be my big dream for the bus.
Well, you're quite savvy at media. Your website is full of videos of the bus and more. Also, links to lessons and sermons with some of the principles of OOLA. I know I got to let you go, but real quick, what are those seven principles of OOLA?
The seven key areas are fitness, finance, family, field, which is your career, faith, friends, and fun. And then in the two other sections of the book, we talk about the seven blockers that get in the way and the seven accelerators like love and humility and gratitude that will get you your OOLA life fast. So that's the book, just lays it out step by step.
They believe that the OOLA Dream Tour is one of the most interactive and inspiring experiences you'll ever be part of. The OOLA Dream Tour isn't sermonizing or self-serving. It is a community of people who believe we're not designed for ordinary, but extraordinary. That we're not designed by accident, but for a specific purpose. My guests have been OOLA guru, Dr. Troy Amdahl, and OOLA seeker, Dr. Dave Ron. You can meet them in person in Cincinnati on May 17th. There's some area dates in other cities around as well. You can get all of those on their website. Gentlemen, I know it's time for you to get back on the bus. We'll see you when you get to town. Safe travels.
Thank you so much.
You'll find a link to information on the Dream Bus Tour, the books, the teas, and more through our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Diaz.